If you're stressed and there's a pent-up tension in your body, in your mind, then exhaling through the mouth will feel better. If you're feeling all right, calm and gentle, hello bud. Wow, you're beautiful. I love these colors. Most of my clothing, naturally, happens to be green or brown or all the earthy colors or brick colors or white. And this buddy is exactly all of that and yellow. Bye. So let's breathe. A few deep breaths so that you can settle down in the moment. If you stay there until these three deep breaths, we're good friends and we talk afterwards. With inhale, become fully present in this moment. With exhale, release any tension you may feel in your body, mind. Deep inhale. And a slow, deep and complete exhale. Take a moment to check in with yourself. And notice how do you feel within, right here, right now, in this very moment. How does your inner world feel like? Without any judgment, you don't have to judge it or criticize it. Just to acknowledge, this is who I am in this very moment, this is how I feel. And this is my moment with myself. All right, beautiful. What I want to let you know, what I want to tell you, is that when you are in the present moment, when your mind is not active, there's nothing wrong. There's nothing going on that is problematic, that is challenging. It is when the mind kicks in, the challenges kick in, the problems kick in, the thoughts kick in, and all the ideas, all the narratives, all the stories, they all just wake up with the waking up of the mind. But as the mind goes to sleep, either through meditation or through sleeping or through any induced effect of a drug or with any other spiritual experience, when this happens, you immediately begin to feel like everything is just perfect. But when you get to those states through shortcuts, then you get addicted and you get dependent on the shortcuts. There are many huge mosquitoes here. They remind me of the mosquitoes from the Himalayas. But these are German mosquitoes, really big. So I'm gently itching my swelling here. Okay, what you want to do in life is to train yourself, because it's a skill and you can gain it. And you don't have to be spiritual to gain that skill. You can be and cannot be. There's no such thing. You don't have to label it, okay? But it's a skill and you can learn it. The skill to shut the mind on command. The skill to say, nope, switch off right now. I want to read a book. And I don't want anything else to enter my mind. You compartmentalize your brain, hypothetically speaking. You compartmentalize your mind in such a way that when it's time to read, you are reading. It doesn't matter how horrible the day was or how excited you are about something that's going to happen again. So this is the state that if you can bring yourself in, you can see that how much the quality of your life increases. Because whenever you are in a state of no mind, everything simply is. Wind is blowing, tree leaves are, you know, ruffling. The wind is ruffling through the tree leaves. Sunshine on your body, on the ground, and you just feel fully present, you know. And this is the only thing that is going on. If only I bring my mind in, the thinking mind, unnecessarily, because I don't need it. I'm talking to you, setting up a camera, recording, sitting, enjoying the sunshine. Nothing else is needed. And that's a skill that I've learned over the decades. So you can also learn this skill. That way, no matter what kind of problems that needs to be solved, you can always come back and just be. Just be and enjoy your being. Because the true enjoyment, true fulfillment, deepest satisfaction is in the being, not in the doing. If you have listened to some of the videos in this channel, you know that I say this quite often. That you can enjoy all the doings because there is a lot to do here. But you're not dependent on your doings. Not for deeper things. For deeper refined bliss and ananda, the joy within. That doesn't necessarily has to come from doing. That can just come from being. You are simply completely mesmerizing in yourself. You are a marvelous wonder of nature. As nature is blooming all around you, as you see that, you realize that nature is also blooming within you. When the spring comes for the whole earth, the spring comes for all the beings in the earth too. So you're also rising, you're also sprouting and growing. But this connection can be felt only when we can shut the thinking mind. The structures of thoughts that we have built so deep and so high and so imposing that we forget to see our true nature. We begin to ask these questions like, does human has a connection with nature? Does a human have to be in nature in order to feel better? These questions arise, which are not even supposed to arise, because there is no difference between the man and nature. I got one of the comments in the channel. I was playing with one of these, you know, they're tiny twigs, tiny, tiny little branches, they fall, and I play with them while talking. So I was talking like this, and then I was talking like this, and someone said, "You lost credibility at 10 minutes. No one needs cigarettes." So, and I'm unsubscribing, something like that. So people are people. So you know what? You can also, on YouTube, zoom the video. You can pinch and the video will be zoomed. And if you want to see only my face, you can also see what I have in my hands. Not that I'm strictly opposed to smoking or strictly in favor of smoking. I don't think these things matter too much. You know, what matters is the conflicting mind. How much do you live in conflict in your mind? On your choices, the choices that you make in life, the decisions that you take in life, the options that you have to choose in life, these things in itself, they don't matter much. What matters the most is how does your mind react to those choosings? How does your mind find peace and equanimity? Or does it keep on conflicting with itself? Maybe this, maybe that. Maybe this, maybe that. Is it good? Is it bad? Because we are so trained in thinking in terms of good and bad, right and wrong, like and dislike, pleasant and unpleasant. But that's just the duality of mind talking like that. There's nothing necessarily happening good and bad, right and wrong. It all depends on time, it's time-specific, context-specific, you know, and yeah, space-specific. So, the conflict of the mind is a very important thing to understand. Anything that is giving you conflict is not good for you, because you're not liking it, you're not enjoying the present, you're not able to be in the now, you're not able to be in the no-mind state, because you're always in conflict. So, someone who enjoys smoking and smokes for the rest of their lives and then doesn't mind when he or she dies. Maybe they live until the age of 80, 90. Maybe they die early. They don't mind. They've thought about it. They're thoroughly okay with whatever happens. They're philosophical about it, very spiritual about it, whatever. They've made peace with it. Why do I have to worry? I mean, even if you're not smoking, wherever you're living, most probably you are inhaling a few cigarettes every day from pollution. So, yeah, I'm not really strict in my opinions about these things. Neither am I strict myself with these things. Sometimes I indulge in them, sometimes I don't. And the most important question is, are you dependent on them? Do you do them, whatever it is, drinking, smoking, whatever habit it is, whatever, scrolling, social media or anger, anything. Are you a slave to them, or are you a master to them? You know, if you choose when to get angry, if you can be calm within while showing anger because the situation demands it, you've mastered your mind. If you are very calm and chill, and that's when you consume, and you remain calm and chill, it's way different than consuming when you are stressed out and you are just consuming like a compulsive habit. So anything in itself doesn't tell you much. People's behavior, when you look at them, doesn't tell you much. You can assume much by those behaviors, but actually things are layered. And you may realize that there are people who don't have really healthy habits with their eating, drinking, exercises and all that, but they have a very peaceful and calm mind. And there are people who live very healthy, all the time eating consciously, all the time sleeping, meditating consciously, but they're full of conflict in their mind. They're not happy, they're not peaceful, they've not accepted life as it is. So again, how do you judge? Don't judge. Best thing is don't judge. I said in the previous videos also, when you're confused, you're not sure, just ask people. You know, just ask them. Okay, what I meant by I am leaving but not really is that, first of all, I feel like I'm talking very loudly because it's very windy here and I have this voice muffling thingy on top of the microphone, but I'm still speaking very loud. I'm gonna calm down a bit. Oh, it's just so beautiful here. This spot, this particular spot is so beautiful. Maybe at the end I'll show you around. And every time I come around here, someone is sitting on this spot. So it looks like it's a famous spot. And there's nothing around here where people sit. This is the only tree. And when I came also, I wanted to sit here. I came 3 times. Every time someone was sitting, eating or enjoying with their children. This time I had a feeling this place is empty. It's gonna be my last video from Germany for a while. So yeah, here we are. So as I told you in one of my videos that I've moved to Germany, and I'm applying for a residence permit here, but it's not working out very well right now, and I have to leave the country to come back with another kind of video another kind of visa. It's not a big deal, it's just time taking, and it is what it is. I'm so used to paperwork because, you know, I've done so much moving to different countries and all that. I'm fine with that. But I thought that now that I have to leave, why not make something out of it? So I decided to travel. I'm going to start traveling in Nepal, and maybe I go to Bhutan, maybe I don't. I still have to see how expensive it's gonna be for me and how much time I have. So that happens, and then I will travel to some more countries. The route is going to be very weird, but I think besides this kind of videos, I'm gonna show you as well. I don't know what kind of inspiration will hit me. I don't know what exactly I would like to show you, but I would like to show you some of my experiences of traveling in these countries that I'm gonna visit. And I'm hoping that, you know, I get to talk to some interesting people on the streets. And yeah, just to show you, you know, in 2017, I used to have a YouTube channel where I was travel vlogging. And it was working pretty well. Even that channel got monetized, but I stopped it pretty soon because I realized, I don't want to live with a camera in my hand. That's not how I want to live. So that required too much of recording, and I didn't want to build a life on that. But now it's been eight years, right, since then. So I do feel like playing a bit with the camera, and just seeing how it feels. So let me know, would you be interested in seeing some of my travel videos? A lot of hiking involved, a lot of temples and and Buddhist sites that I would like to visit, and maybe I interact with the locals and just show you the raw life as it is from my perspective. If that is something you are interested in, let me know in the comment section so I know, so I see that you are with me on this journey. Basically, I'm going to take you on this journey with me. And in between, I'll apply for my visa and all that. And also, I haven't asked you in a while, if you are enjoying these videos and you feel like supporting this channel, besides the watching and the commenting and engaging and learning and applying in your life, but if you want to do monetary support, you can do through PayPal. You can also become a channel member. You get early access to these videos when you become a channel member. Or you can just buy me a coffee or become a monthly member. All these links will be in description and also in the first pinned comment. I want to say it again that it's not an obligation. Only if you can and if you feel like and you really want to, then you would go and support me through PayPal, through channel membership and all that. But if you cannot, there is no obligation. You are very welcome to be on this channel, very welcome to keep watching, keep commenting, keep engaging. Okay, this is a relationship we establish based on something that you find valuable, and you decide how valuable it is for you, and you put a price on it, you put how much energy you want to put on it. So it is nothing else. So please take it only in that sense and move on in life or engage more with me. Yeah, and I'm gonna fly in 2 days. I go to Copenhagen, I fly to New Delhi, and from New Delhi I fly to Nepal. So on 2nd I'll already be in Nepal, and I would show you my first impressions of Kathmandu, and then we'll take it from there. I am looking forward to sharing this with you. All right. And I said I will show you this place around, so let me do that. You see, it's all green, nobody else, no other place occupied, but this place always gets occupied because it's also a beautiful tree that is. And barefoot walking, I hope you're doing it from time to time. Please walk barefoot, let the earth recharge you. You need to take this energy from your feet, it goes all the way to your head. And it is just like how you feel when you take a cold shower in the evening, when you drink a lot of water and keep yourself hydrated. In the same way, when you walk on the earth with your bare feet, it's beautiful. Okay, so make sure that you are taking care of yourself, and make sure that your mind is not conflicted. As I said before, a conflicted mind is a hell on this heaven, and a mind that is calm and peaceful is a mind living in heaven. So yeah, that's all for today. Hope you enjoyed this sharing, and I will see you very soon. Take care of yourselves. Bye.